By weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have areas of fog, partly cloudy skies around 9. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies around 42. Right now, it's 19.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The new Joe Biden administration brings hope for a change in trade policy, but Brian Keel of Farmers for Free Trade said doing so will take time.
We certainly are hopeful. We don't want to get everyone's hopes up too high, though. I think it's going to be a process. We don't expect that the Biden administration will come in and instantly lift the tariffs and everything will go back to pre-trade war. But we're hopeful that over 2021 and into 2022, we'll see a gradual thaw of some of these relationships that have got hammered pretty hard.
Now, beyond trade war issues, Kuhl says that Farmers for Free Trade advocating for a return to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement that President Obama had negotiated with 11 other Pacific Rim countries. Unfortunately, on President Trump's second day in office, he pulled us out of that trade agreement. The other 11 countries that were part of that trade agreement, they continued on and they've set up their own trade pact without us. So we're going to have to ask them to join it. And it's unclear whether President Biden would want to join on the terms that President Obama had negotiated or whether he'd want to reopen some issues.
Other trade issues include Brexit, with Kuhl saying that should provide some trade opportunity for the U.S. with Great Britain, but trade issues with the European Union remain a hurdle.
The EU, by drawing these lines in the sand on things like the precautionary principle and geographic indicators, they in essence export those standards around the world. So then when we go to try to have a negotiation with another country, if they've already entered into a trade agreement with the EU, they have a standard that they want to adopt, and it makes it very difficult for us. So it's important that we make some changes on these issues.
Other matters include enforcement of issues for dairy with Canada under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement and reforms to the World Trade Organization while still being a member of the WTO. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storms, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the new strain of COVID-19 has reached the state of Kansas, and the first place that it's been located is at a correctional facility in Winfield.
They hadn't had any COVID-19 for weeks, and then a whole cluster of cases broke out. We did the epidemiologic tracking, found out that it came in from the community through the food services workers, and then it went from there to some other places. So really, but it was very fast spread.
That was Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment on KAKE News. He is concerned about the outbreak of the new strain in the community, as he said the jail is not an island, but he did say he feels confident in staff and workers containing the situation. In other news, Barton County set to hold a drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic today. KWCH News reports the county is anticipated to receive 300 doses of the vaccine. Residents 65 years and older, along with high-contact critical workers, are eligible to be vaccinated at the clinic at the Barton County Fairgrounds Expo Building. Good American Network News.
KAKE News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and KAKE First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with KAKE sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, KAKE News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. KAKE News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Republican legislators are suggesting that mistakes by Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's administration are making it more difficult for older Candace residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine shots. But the head of the state health department, Dr. Lee Norman, told the legislators on Tuesday that the biggest problem Candace faces in administering the vaccines is there's just not enough of the doses. He acknowledged during a joint meeting of the House and Senate health committees that he can't predict how long it will take for the state to inoculate enough people to say it no longer faces a pandemic emergency. Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature have grown increasingly critical of Kelly and the health department over vaccines. In other news, the mother of a man who killed his father and wounded two Rice County law officers has been charged in the case. Rice County Attorney Remington Dulk says Shirley Loader of Arlington was charged this month with suspicion of criminal distribution of a firearm. Prosecutors allege that Loader gave her son, David Madden, a weapon he used in the April 19th event. He shot and killed his father in their rural Rice County home. Madden also shot Rice County Undersheriff Chad Murphy and Sheriff Brian Evans before killing himself. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A major winter storm dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of the middle of the country, while another system blanketed parts of the southwest with snow. The storms disrupted travel and shuttered many schools. There were closures of several coronavirus testing sites Monday and yesterday in Nebraska. Areas of the state saw 12 to 15 inches of snow in places. The storm made travel treacherous in areas. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts defending the state's approach to distributing the coronavirus vaccines, saying the state won't redirect doses away from rural areas that are outpacing Omaha and Lincoln with vaccinations. State officials reported Friday that 15 rural public health districts in Nebraska have already finished the state's first phase of vaccinations, which focused on frontline healthcare workers. The districts are now vaccinating the next high priority group, consisting largely of residents 65 and older. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breeze and drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
If you figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Jason Kohorst of Hanover has been selected to fill the 12th Judicial District judgeship vacated by the recent retirement of Paul Monty in Washington County. Kohorst serves as a probation officer in Beatrice and was one of four candidates interviewed last week. He will serve a year and then face a retention vote for a four-year term. The district includes Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District will be Wednesday at 1 with drop-in voting for supervisors, open 9 to 1, downstairs at the courthouse in Marysville. Alan Harries of Marysville and Gregory Meyer of Waterville are up for re-election. Ruth Schotte of Bremen is recognized as the Windbreak Award winner, and Marge Zedek, Provost of Clyde, the Bankers Association Soil Conservation Award winner. No banquet is being held this year due to COVID. The annual Conservation District meeting and related awards in Washington County have been suspended for this year. Marshall County Commissioners meeting briefly Monday opted out of the governor's mask mandate, which was set to expire January 26th, and instead enacted a county mask mandate without expiration, which will allow a decision to drop the mandate at their discretion. Marshall County Health Department as of Monday reported that active COVID cases are down to just 17 with one hospitalization. The city mask mandate in Marysville remains in effect until April 1st. Landowner interest in Eastern Republic County is being gauged by NextEra Energy Resources for a potential 600-megawatt wind farm that could be developed. Representatives met earlier this month with Republic County commissioners, indicating that a target date in 2022 or 23 is being considered, and a first step would be linking a high-voltage transmission line with other projects in Marshall and Nemaha counties. Acquisition work had begun as far back as 4 years ago, but some modifications have developed. As many as 200 of the larger turbines could be included in Eastern Republic County. Republic County commissioners suggested a public meeting in an effort to gauge support. School resumed in some area districts with two-hour late starts Wednesday at Diller O'Dell, Prairie Hills Haxtell, Nemaha Central, and Marysville USD 364. Classes were suspended again for Wednesday at USD 108 Washington County, USD 223 Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, USD 380 Vermillion, Frankfort, and Centralia, and USD 498 Valley Heights. Area school district officials are expecting classes to resume on schedule on Thursday. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary across the southern, southeastern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms, an upper-level system across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, which is bringing some more snow across the Midwest area. Luckily, not too much more in accumulation. That will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll continue with quiet conditions, but we are expecting to see more snow, mixed precipitation, and rain with another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. So across that area, scattered snow showers early, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight we'll have fog, will drop down to around 9. Sunny for tomorrow, warmer in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s, and Friday, mostly sunny. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January 42, record high on this date 69. The average low 18, the record low is 16 below zero. Up to an inch of new snow overnight locally. Sunrise this morning 7:38, sunset this evening 5:42.
How many pounds of snow covers an average driveway? We will dig into the math on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 27th, the 27th day of the year. Composer Wolfgang Mozart was born on this day, and Western Union sent its last telegram on this day in 2006. How many pounds of snow covers an average driveway? There's a big difference between heavy, wet snow and the light, fluffy stuff, of course, but here's how to get to a close estimate. Assuming a typical water-to-snow ratio of 10 to 1, 1 inch of snow depth over 1 square foot equals about a half pound. If your drive is, say, 45 by 10, that 450-square-foot area is covered by about 225 pounds of snow. It's not hard to see how 5 or 6 inches of wet snow quickly adds up to thousands of pounds. To say you have a ton of snow to shovel is no exaggeration at all. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Kansas Attorney General's Office yesterday advised consumers to protect themselves against purchasing counterfeit NFL merchandise or falling victim to phone scams involving fake tickets to the Super Bowl. The Kansas Attorney General's Office offered these tips. All officially licensed NFL products will bear the league's shield on the tag. Also beware of phone scams. Purchase tickets through a verified source. And anyone going door-to-door offering tickets, or if you run into a pop-up stand selling tickets, chances are it's not a good deal. The Baseball Hall of Fame won't have any new players in the class of 2021 after voters decided no one had the merits on the field or off for enshrinement in Cooperstown on this year's ballot. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens were among the closest in voting by members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas junior Ochai Agbaji has been named a top 10 candidate for the Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award. That announcement by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame yesterday. Agbaji ranks second in the Big 12 Conference in three-point field goal percentage at 43.2%, which is 32nd nationally, and three-point field goals made at 2.73 per game. The Kansas City, Missouri guard leads KU in scoring at 14.5. Then tomorrow, it's the KU Jayhawks and TCU Horned Frogs. That matchup tips off also at 7 p.m. And while the Kansas City mayor said no, Cass County commissioners say they welcome a Super Bowl parade in their county if the Chiefs win. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hiawatha Girls Invitational tipped off with two of the three games scheduled Tuesday that were played. St. Mary's took Atchison 58-33 and Jackson Heights beat Hiawatha 52-40. The Marysville Highland Park game suspended. Marysville did not have classes Tuesday. Play is scheduled to resume Thursday and continue Saturday at Hiawatha. Kansas State men's basketball tonight, 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Do you wonder why? After months of mask mandates with over 90% of the population in compliance, we continue to have record numbers of COVID-19 cases. The answer is very simple. They are not effective in slowing the spread of the virus. The single most effective way to slow the spread is to continually kill the virus in the air and on surfaces. Active Pure Technology provides the solution. For more information, visit covidnomore.net or call 888-886-6066.
When looking for a low-growing shrub for the front of the border, hillside, or ground cover, consider Jade Parade Sand Cherry. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The glossy bluish-green leaves cover upward-facing branches that grow 2 to 4 feet tall. It sends out new growth covering an area 6 to 8 feet wide. You and early pollinators will enjoy the small white flowers that cover the plant in spring. These give way to small black cherries in late summer for the birds to enjoy. The season ends in a blaze of color as the leaves turn shades of yellow, orange, and red. This plant was bred by Dr. Mark Brand at the University of Connecticut and is very tolerant of full sun and dry soil once established. I received a few Jade Parade sand cherries to trial in my garden. I plan to buy a few more this year to fill another spot in my landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some people put a lot of thought into the names of their animals, but would you be willing to pay a royalty for such a name? That's what some purebred livestock growers did because this name, the name of a character in a book, was so big, well, it was bound to help market just about anything. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was a Civil War veteran and a leading attorney in the nation. But what you probably know him for is the major book he wrote.
Ben-Hur was an unusual book, not only in what it is, but in the way it was marketed, the way the contracts were written for it. Each time it appeared in a different form, it completely changed that industry.
Larry Paulberg says that book, Ben-Hur, became the best-selling book of the 19th century next to the Bible. And it just kept growing in the 20th century as it was transformed into other media.
We have seen proceeds from the theater in London where it was running. It ran for 3 years in 1901, 1902, and 1903. And it was making the family $25,000 every month, which is close to probably $750,000 in today's dollars. That's a lot of money. And that was just one of the revenue streams.
Ben-Hur was a name it seemed everyone wanted to be associated with.
There were thousands and thousands of products called Ben-Hur. There were even towns named Ben-Hur. And there were horses and cows, purebreds that were named after Lew Wallace or Ben-Hur. And when the Ben-Hur name was used, there were royalties paid into the family estate.
The latest Ben-Hur movie was released in 2016. But Larry says earlier versions further propelled Ben-Hur's recognition.
It's hard to compete with the 1959 version or truly the 1925 silent movie. Both of those are considered some of the finest movies ever made, just tremendous films. It is still around. People know of it. We're here because of Ben-Hur, not so much because of the Civil War career, although that was significant.
But there's one more piece of the author's story that will amaze you. It's the place Lew Wallace built to write. There's no other place like a study and library from which you can go fishing. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Raising livestock doesn't always mean cattle, hogs, or sheep. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Alternative farm animals such as alpacas or emus can be an exciting venture as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Sheep and hogs are considered traditional livestock. There is another group of animals that goes beyond what's commonplace in the barnyard. Bison, elk, alpacas, llamas, and donkeys are examples of alternative livestock. Ginger Myers is the Extension Marketing Specialist for Ag and Natural Resources at the University of Maryland. She says before you venture into exotic animal ownership, think about special stewardship considerations and whether you have the ability to properly care for them.
You certainly need to take a look at, can you meet their nutritional needs? Are you going to have to buy in feeds? Are they going to need special fencing? Sometimes you need a high tensile fence with tight wires at the bottom so they can't crawl through, or a higher fence. How are you going to water these animals? Is there water on your property?
Myers says all animals need some sort of shelter. Even hardy bison should have a place to get out of the weather if they want to. Who will you call if your alternative livestock gets sick? Myers says finding veterinary care for specialty animals can be a challenge, so it would be smart to learn the basic medical care.
Being able to take their temperature and knowing what a normal range is and administer some kind of medication if you need to. So if you haven't had experience with handling livestock, you need to work out that or go visit someone else who has these to talk about how do they treat them. How do you catch them and tie them up so you can take their temperature or you can administer an aspirin if they need it?
Alternative livestock often fall outside the regulations for conventional animals, so there may be special licenses or local permits to apply for. Learn more about raising alternative livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
the phrase shop till you drop? Well, that can be fun for a moment, but it can also have a negative impact on your overall finances. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Trust me, I know how easy it can be to run to the store only needing one thing and then walk out with so many items that looked so enticing on the end cap. While treating yourself every once in a while is important, practicing self-control and not giving way to your current desires is a key to maintaining financial health. Having a maintainable money strategy in place can help you fight the urge to compulsive shop. This kind of plan can include everything from living expenses, savings for the future, and giving. And the best part? Well, the strategy can also include a splurge section so you can enjoy some of those material things in life. And if you need some help keeping track of it, well, there are many apps available with tools to help you save. Using resources like mobile apps can make you a good steward of your money and help you feel good about your spending.
The USDA's new Conservation at Work video series, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The USDA has posted a series of short videos on its farmers.gov website under the theme of conservation at work. Resource conservationist Sally Griffiths-Kepfer of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service is in the one on no-till.
Conservation practice no-till is planting crops without soil disturbance. It can be a variation of not tilling the ground at all besides a narrow slit, till what we call strip till, where you plow a narrow strip and plant in the narrow strip and leave the rest of the field undisturbed.
The no-till video also features third-generation Laurel, Delaware farmer Blaine Hitchens.
The top three benefits of no-till: you're going to have no soil erosion, for one. You're going to be able to cut input cost, and it builds your soil health. And soil health should be the first one, because once you get soil health, the other three will fall in line.
No-till is the law on the Hitchens farm.
If I can learn to be more sustainable and put less inputs and retrieve the same crop, I'm going to be more sustainable 30 years from now, because it's making the land better. It's just all there is to it.
I'll have another topic from the Conservation at Work video series in tomorrow's show. And you can find all of them online at farmers.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Notice Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2017 Chevy Equinox, a 2016 Chevy Trax all-wheel drive. It's economical. For winter driving, they have a 2016 GMC Terrain and 2013 Yukon Denali. Get the family around safely this winter in a vehicle you can trade for and test drive today at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. GOP Ag Senator Chuck Grassley is calling for speedy confirmation of President Biden's pick for Agriculture Secretary, and that's former USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Grassley says the Senate can now move forward to organize committees in a 50-50 power-sharing deal, with the hot issue of ending the Senate filibuster apparently off the table, although the timing for Senate Ag's organizing and holding a hearing on the Vilsack nod isn't decided yet.
When the hearing does happen, I would welcome the opportunity to introduce the former governor of Iowa to the committee. I think I did that 10 years ago. Secretary Vilsack needs to be confirmed as soon as possible so that he can start the work of representing farmers in this administration.
Grassley says that his Iowa farmers and farmers in many other states want a strong renewable fuel standard. They want transparency in the cattle markets, and he says they want continued Farm Bill ARC and PLC payments.
Make sure that there's no changes to the five-year farm program, because we don't usually change a five-year program in the middle, and I don't want Biden coming in and changing, because we got to have certainty for farmers for that five-year period of time. And I hope one of the things, they'll take advantage of the money that we put in the last CARES Act to reimburse biofuels producers.
Grassley says that he also hopes Vilsack will press for more free trade talks, although he predicts the new administration will be slow to get out of the gates in advancing new trade deals. Senator Grassley hoping for a quick confirmation of potential USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can buy with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Kadesa, K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K85.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for, or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has launched a redesigned U.S. drought portal located at drought.gov. This new website features updated content and new interactive architecture designed to provide actionable, shareable information and easy-to-understand graphics describing current drought conditions and forecasts by city, county, state, even down to zip code. The drought portal also aggregates and presents drought impact data for economic sectors like agriculture, energy, water, utilities, and recreation using interactive maps and data that do not exist together anywhere else. The website offers a data and map section that provides the latest drought conditions, impacts, and outlooks, as well as drought-related maps for temperature and precipitation, wildfire updates, even soil moisture content, and more. Historical data, maps, including U.S. drought monitor data going back some 20 years, can also be found on the portal. And there is also access to the National Coordinated Soil Moisture Monitoring Network and the data that it provides. Again, that website, drought.gov. Gov. As the case with other industries, COVID-19 has had a significant impact on retail grocery. While in most cases, stores are reporting record sales, deli department sales were down 10% in March and April of last year compared to 2019 due to low sales in the deli prepared food section. In a typical year, deli prepped food would account for most of the sales in that department. Seeking to better understand the more about consumer preferences when it comes to deli foods, especially those pertaining to beef, NCBA, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, conducted an online quantitative survey of some 1,100 consumers. Convenience, as it pertains to how quick items are served, ranked number one among the reasons given for shopping the deli prepared department. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
We're going to have a lot of stressed out pups when we return to normal daily life. Start planning now to help your pet get used to a new routine on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It's going to be a big change once we return to work and school outside of the home. It'll have a significant impact on our pets, too, because they've gotten used to having us around all day. Or maybe your pet likes alone time and has been suffering with your constant presence. Either way, pets are emotional creatures and thrive on routine. Dr. Reagan McGowan is a senior pet behavior scientist with Purina. She says once you learn your day will go back to pre-COVID normal, start tweaking your pet's routine and onto a predictable schedule.
This means even if you're at home, starting to do those things like get up early and take your dog out and feed them their breakfast as if you would be leaving. And then again, at the end of the day, try to target their dinner time or nighttime walks at the time that you usually would be coming home. And try to carve out some time during the day where you actually do leave your pet by themselves to have some alone time so that they remember what that's like and remember that, you know what, it's okay.
If you adopted a new pet during the pandemic, the only life this animal knows is the COVID life and how you've been interacting with them. When you're all out of the house back to normal, it'll be completely abnormal for the new four-legged family member.
So it's going to be really important for them to kind of work them up into what the new routine will be. All the tips that I said previously, but in baby steps will be a good idea. And for pets that do show separation anxiety, there's a lot that we can do to sort of channel that energy, creating those safe spaces where they can feel calm, making sure that they have a space that they can call their own where they can be when they're alone.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about caring for pets post-COVID at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City wheat still under pressure. March KC wheat down 5 3/4 at 6.35 1/4. May is down 6 1/2 at 6.37 3/4. Corn is holding on barely. March corn up 3/4 at 5.33. May corn up a half at 5.34 1/4. Soybeans have been holding on fairly well. March beans up 4.5 at 13.74 3/4. May beans up 3.5 at 13.73. Soybean meal has given way. March bean meal is down 60 cents at 435.90. May is down 80 at 433. Bean oil is still strong. March at 44.66. That's up 75 points. May bean oil at 43.77, up 65 points. So a good look for soy oil while bean meal is struggling a bit. The beans themselves holding on to some small gains. In the livestock complex, things not too rosy there. February live cattle down 55 at 116.45. April live cattle down 37 at 122.72. March feeder cattle down 120 at 140.27. April down 115 at 143.12. So can't seem to scratch on any kind of positive in the cattle complex. Hogs are a slightly different matter. February hogs up a dime at 70.55, but after that everything is under pressure. April hogs down to 45 at 76.50, and all the back months are lower as well. Cotton is down. March cotton down 73 points at 80.98. May is down 69 points at 82.12. In the metals markets, February gold is down $8.20 at 18.42.60. April is down $8 at 18.46.60. Silver and copper are having some issues as well. And March crude oil is up 41 cents currently at 53.02. April up 39 cents at 52.91. So mixed numbers across our futures markets here in the middle of the week. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stepline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hometown country station for the past seven decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.